just want to be close.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I do. Bring your winner song. Get too comfortable. Don't get too fitted here. you all just stand to your feet if you're physically able. If you would stand to your feet right now. Would you just raise your hands one more time toward heaven? Now listen now. Let's just begin to worship him all over this building in the overflow. We're going to pray for every one of you that desire prayer tonight. The same anointing in here is flowing into that room right now. Just begin to worship him now. Just for a few moments, let's entertain his presence. Just worship him right now. Just give him glory. Close your eyes and lift your hand. Tell him in your own way how much you love him. Tell him in your own way what he means to you. We worship you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We worship you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We worship you, Jesus. Precious Jesus. I sing praises to your name. Sing it with me. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name. And praise to praise. I sing praise to God. There's no other name like your name. I love your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. At this time, Pastor Peaches, if you'd give us the housekeeping suggestions on this wonderful Wednesday evening, please. Turn your phone up. Turn your phone up, Pastor Peaches. Can I hear you?
Hallelujah. Can you hear me now, honey?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I've been praising the Lord all the time. I didn't know you could hear me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to our Wednesday, our midweek, oh, wonderful Wednesday service. Hallelujah. Welcome all of you new listeners, especially my little sweethearts. Hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus. Everybody, take out your Bibles so you can be ready. Hallelujah. When the pastor starts to preach, hallelujah, start sharing the word, take out your composition notebook. You may want to take some notes. You maybe want to write down some people's names, hallelujah, that you want to put into the atmosphere when we pray for them. Take out your communion elements. Hallelujah. It's the meal that heals. You may know someone that you want to pray for that need, whose name needs to be on the altar, needs to be on the prayer list. We need to be calling their names out before the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Don't forget to reset those alarms. Hallelujah. 5 or 10 minutes prior to the time of us starting. 7 a.m. every morning. Hallelujah. Praise and worship. Starting our day off with Jesus. Hallelujah. And then Tuesday evening. Hallelujah. 7 a.m. Institute of Biblical Learning. Hallelujah. With 7 p.m. Wednesday evening. Hallelujah. Midweek Victory Service. And Sundays at 3 o'clock. Yes, Sundays at 3 o'clock is our International Victory Miracle Service, heard all over the world. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't forget to pull up the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org to see what the mission and the vision of this ministry is. Pray for our other kingdom partners. Hallelujah, you see there? Pray that God will continue to bless them, to give out the word of God, to draw men unto him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, 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 God is good. We don't want you to forget. Hallelujah, the first Friday of the month is our 60-minute, at 7 o'clock, our 60-minute Victory Miracles, our children's hour. Our 60-minute Victory Miracles service, our children, we calling their names out to the Lord. So make a list, write their names, their peers, their teachers, their bus drivers, hallelujah, the cafeteria worker, everybody, their mamas, their daddies. Hallelujah. We're going to put their names before the Father. That's the first Friday of the month. Then the second Friday of the month is our men's and women's fellowship. From 7 to 7:40 is the men's fellowship, and then 7:50 to 8:30 is the women's fellowship. We want to cover the whole family. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We want everybody to be blessed. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We don't want you to forget the first Sunday of the month is Friends and Family Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Make that list. Call them up. Hallelujah. Even if they aren't able to come, still make that list. Bring that list to church. Hallelujah. You'll get a prize just for having a list. Hallelujah. That's the first Sunday. And the first and second Sunday, hallelujah, is the Potter's House Challenge and the Pastor's Corner. Hallelujah, of yours truly. Hallelujah. And the third Sunday of the month is our birthday corner of Malachi Murphy, sharing, hallelujah, a gift and a card to the people whose birthdays in that month. Hallelujah. And the first, second, and third Sunday of the month is the Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. With Elder Kibi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is this the same Sister Kibi? Yes. Grandma Kibi has the first Friday of the month, but Elder Kibi has, hallelujah, hallelujah, the Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah, hallelujah. She wears many hats, giving out the word of God to our children. Hallelujah. And on that third Sunday, the fourth Sunday of the month, hallelujah, they're able to share with the congregation what they learned on the third, first, second, and third Sunday. Hallelujah. Yes, and that fourth Sunday is also when our children are able to share with us what they learned in Good News Youth Club. That's also when we have a guest speaker that comes in for the month of July. Our guest speaker will be Evangelist.
February, you said July.
I'm sorry. I'm so excited. You got to stay focused. Thank you, Pastor. Our speaker for the month of February is Evangelist Julie Warren.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Come out in here right now, word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The word of the Lord that she will be sharing with us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This will be a treat for all of us. Everybody, come out. Invite someone out with you. Hallelujah, to hear the word of God. Hallelujah. After that spiritual meal, we have a natural meal. Ask them to invite the person. Come out and have dinner with you, too. Hallelujah. We thank God for our new building, this beautiful edifice. Hallelujah. Beautiful childcare room and classrooms. Thank God for a beautiful parking lot. Big enough, spaces enough to fit all our cars there. We thank God for our shower stations in northeast, southwest Baltimore City. Hallelujah. We thank God for adding on to the ministry through our Homeward Bound friends. We thank God for all of you that's been sowing the seed through the Cash App, which is $TPH2023. Hallelujah, that's been using our GoFundMe page, which is Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, and also our post office box, which is 24554 Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. We thank God for all of you and all that he's been blessing you and for blessing us in the ministry in the name of Jesus. We thank God. If you have a need, sow a seed. Hallelujah. Sow a seed according to the size of the harvest you want to be able to rake in. Hallelujah. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Hallelujah. All you can ask or think. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. He'll bless you back. Thank God for Jesus and everything he's done, doing, and going to do through this ministry. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you that are listening right now. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on today. To them that believe,
thank you, Jesus,
and are willing to receive. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. You know, Pastor Peaches here, we have a good time in the Lord. And
yes, we do.
Yeah. And we don't mind laughing even at ourselves.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for him. We're serious about the Lord.
Mm.
Take ourselves too seriously, you know, because he is the author and finisher of our faith.
Yes.
We lean on him, and he's going to do the rest.
Amen.
He's going to take care. Hallelujah. And we just keep his commandment, and he's going to bless us.
Amen.
One of the things that he has shared with us is that we owe no man but to love them.
Mm.
And, you know, I thank God for all of you out there that have joined us.
Amen.
In our campaign. And we've been talking about this for months, that tell at least one person a day that you love them. It'll be good to tell somebody that's in the same house living. Glory to God. Tell your child, tell your wife, tell your husband.
I love you, honey.
Oh, I love you, too. If time you said that today, I don't know. But we love on each other, y'all.
Amen.
I'm going to tell y'all something. That is a powerful word, a powerful sentence. I love you. Yo te amor in Spanish. I love you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It will lift a spirit.
Amen.
It will stop folks from thinking that nobody cares about them. Nobody is concerned about them. You know what, Pastor Peters? I'm going to do something here. You know, because it's just a good thing to let folks know we love them with the love of the Lord.
Yes.
I'm going to do this right now. You and 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 and you sit next to you, or in the room that you're in.
I can see you, the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. May God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for a long life. Good health and prosperity. May the blessings of Almighty God accompany you every minute of every day. I pray the favor of God upon you. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I pray for your family. The blessings of God be in your family, on your children. May the good Lord protect and keep them. Protect them from the evil. And I really bless you with the blessings of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I thank you. May God bless you. Of the Lord. We love you with the love of the Lord. And we want you to understand that love is only a four-letter word unless you put it into action. So after you tell somebody you love them, that's great. But then you show them in some act.
Hallelujah.
Kindness. We used to call them random acts of kindness.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm going to tell you, you will show that you love someone. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, we must move on. I'd like to let y'all know that after this next election, the voice you will hear will be that of a Holy Ghost-filled, tongue-talking, fire-baptized, demon-destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Peaches Bird with the Children's Corner on this wonderful Wednesday evening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. trouble. Stop a little tears. Come unto me.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's what Jesus said. That's the way it's supposed to be.
I love Jesus.
Teach your kids to praise him. And give him the glory. Before they go to sleep. Read him a Bible story. Oh. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want to do the thing. Oh, yeah. But most importantly, is that kids love Jesus.
Introducing to me Jesus at a very young age. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He's the best friend anybody could ever have. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad I've never regretted it. Hallelujah. Not for a second. Hallelujah. What day is it, y'all? God bless the biggest kid in this house. All right. Tonight I want to talk about staying focused. And that is the word for 2024. Staying focused. Hallelujah. Don't take your eyes off of the prize. Don't be turned by anything you see. this year. Don't let your heart turn away from God. Stay focused. Hallelujah. I've been talking a lot lately about goals and writing them down and writing your vision down. Like the script I gave you was Habakkuk 2:2, okay? After you started on your journey, the goals in mind, you have to stay focused. Like that horse I told you about is running a race. It has blinders on the side. They look like sunshades, but they're not on their eyes. They're on the outside of their eyes so that they can't see, so that they can't be distracted by another race, a horse running on the right or the left of them, okay? Hallelujah. And that horse is running a race that's set before him. If your race is making an honor roll in school, you know what has to happen. You know what you have to do. Sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. Hallelujah. You have to give up something to get something. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12:1 talks about running the race and laying aside everything that would hinder. So whatever your goal is, just think, okay, I want to make honor roll this year, or I want to make dean's list this year. So what sacrifice would you have to make? What things would you have to set aside? You know what you have to do. You have to put in this study time. You have to sacrifice that TV time that you would have in the evening. You may have to sacrifice that social media time with your friends, talking on the phone. You may have to don't even turn on the YouTube and the all these other than the Twitter and all and the IG, all these things that would take up your time. Before you know it, you say, "Well, I'm just gonna look at it for 5 minutes." Nope. Before you know it, you're on there a whole half an hour, then an hour and a half. That is your study time. That's time you could be studying. That's time you could be putting into the Word. Whatever you're going to study, whatever your goal is, that is some time that you could be studying. So you could be putting up and reading. You could be putting aside and reading for whatever your goal is. You want to learn more mathematics. Then that could have been a half an hour more in studying the math. Hallelujah. You add it on to the time that you already had, that you put in there today, and that might have been a half an hour that would cause that thing to click. Now I understand it. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Hallelujah. But no, you continue to go on not understanding because you're not sacrificing that time, not sacrificing that TV, not sacrificing that social media. Hallelujah. You got to give up something to get something. So what do you think would hinder you from your goals? From you running your race? Is it hanging out at the mall, at the school with your friends, going on a date, spending time on the telephone, spending time on the computer, unproductive time? I'm not talking about time that in your studies, just non-productive time. And I know we had to have there has to be some balance. Yes, there has to be balance. Yes. But there is time for everything. I thought about a rocket going into space, and the astronauts in the rocket, they have never been out there before. But they have people guiding them. They have someone talking to them all the way there. So that's like us. We have to have the Holy Spirit and the Word of God guiding us, encouraging us, building us all the way, okay? So a lot of the journeys that we're traveling on, I'm traveling a journey right now I've never traveled before. Hallelujah. And I've been in the Word more than I've ever been in the Word before. Hallelujah. So therefore, there's a goal, and God is right beside me. He wipes those tears in the middle of the night. He encourages the heart. He's healing the heart. Hallelujah. And the word, and I have to be hungry for the Word of God more than I've ever been hungry for the Word of God before. And young people, that's what you have to do. Spend time in the Word of God. Hallelujah. You want God to bless you? You want God to exhort you? You want God to make you the head and not the tail? Hallelujah. Don't expect it's going to come. Don't expect him to do something for you and you don't do something for him. When you love someone, you spend time with them. You want to spend time in their presence. You praise him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give time to Jesus. It's some intimate time that he will want with you. You're not too young. Hallelujah. He's your best friend. He is your best friend. He's the one that will open up your understanding to your work, to your studies. He's the one that's going to be there with you during during the time when you're in school and you need to know that answer and you know you read it. You know you read it. Oh, my goodness. And he's the one that will bring all things back to your remembrance. Mm-hmm. His word says it. The word of God, the memory of the just is blessed. Proverbs 10 and 7. He will bring all things back. He said to bring him in remembrance of what he's told you. Hallelujah. He's right there. Right there for you. Right there to love you and to love on you. Hallelujah. And to give you your very heart's desire. Hallelujah. So spend some time with him. Anybody that you love, you want to spend time with. And you're going to commune with them. And you want to tell him how much you love him, and he's going to let you know how much he loves you. Hallelujah. You're not too young, hallelujah, to spend some time with the Father. Hallelujah. You're not too young to let him know how much you love him. Hallelujah. He is the one that gives you the very breath in your body. Hallelujah. He's the one that opens doors for you, make ways for you. He's the one that makes the bullies stop messing with you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be encouraged, young people, to live for the Lord. Jesus loves you, and we do too. And back to you, Pastor.
Bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. May God add signs, wonders.
Thank you, Lord.
Miracles and blessings.
Yes.
To the Children's Corner on tonight. In Jesus' name. To those who believe.
Yes.
To receive.
Is that his love, Jesus? Jesus.
And there's one thing you put above yourself is your word, oh God. Psalms 138, verse 2 says so. Thank you, Jesus. And on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it. And declared, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Your body broken.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We take this cup.
We thank you, Lord.
And remember your blood.
We thank you, Lord.
That was shed for us.
We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. St. Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1, 2, and 3 declare, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the toes of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name, all over the world. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 15, verse 26. Thank you, Jesus. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. I pray you the book. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. I pray you the book. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for healing bread today. We remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for Bobo Shekina. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you,
Jesus. Is already on the doorposts and lintels of our home. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said to bring you in remembrance that we may plead together, that we may be justified. And we're justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood on today. Remember you, Lord. For what it said, KD, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our steps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures, our dust. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep. As we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers on.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every felony, every next day. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every felony, every next day. Fire, 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 fire.
Fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire,
nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. And because of who we are, who we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our families and our bonus families, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28. Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11.
Yes.
We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, fully. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So, Richard. Hallelujah. We're going to start all over again. We are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to ministry and help. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Because of who we are, who we are, and what we are. We thank you, Lord. For our family daily confession on today. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord cause his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's Jude, verses 24 and 25.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peter.
Yes.
I need to ask you a question.
Yes, Pastor.
What time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Thank you so much. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free. Save and fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the good seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Satan, we serve you notice right now. We curse you from the roof and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, we give you the glory, and we bless your name in Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Peters, I think it would be incumbent upon us for you to have you read the addresses.
Hallelujah. Psalms 34, verse 8, Psalm 33, verse 9, Psalm 119, verse 103, John 6, 35, Psalms 42, verse 1, and Hebrews 6, verse 5.
Is that all?
Yes, surprise, surprise, only six.
The Lord, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah, glory to God. I want to take a journey into history. Can I do that just for a little while?
Amen.
We know that there was a Great Recession that's more recent than the Great Depression. During the Great Depression, that was like 1930, 35, you know, in that area, there was a man named Harlan. And he needed some money, but he also had a talent. He was a great cook. And during the Great Depression, he set up a roadside stand and sold some food. And he sold some chicken. And through that time to 1952, he perfected a process for cooking his chicken. He added 11 secret herbs and spices. And he opened up the first franchise, Kentucky Fried Chicken, in 1952. It began to catch on quickly because no one had ever tasted chicken like he was dealing with it. Kentucky on the map, because he had his restaurant in Kentucky. His food got so famous that the governor said, look here, I'm going to make you an honorary colonel. And the rest is history. Kentucky Fried Chicken took off. And in about 1972, he sold his interest in Kentucky Fried Chicken for millions of dollars, of course, but he also remained their spokesman. So he got paid again and again and again. They called him Colonel Harlan Sanders, Kentucky Fried Chicken. It grew so big until right now it's second to McDonald's in the world, in restaurants. What was significant about Kentucky Fried Chicken is that he had a motto. He said his chicken was finger-licking good. Finger-licking good. Hallelujah. Tonight, for just a few minutes, I want to talk about how sweet God is. There was a TV show called The Honeymooners, starring a guy named Jackie. And his famous phrase was, "How sweet it is." I want to let you know tonight man, woman, boy, girl, if you turn yourself over to God, you can sit back one day and say, how sweet it is. You can sit back and rest in the blessings of Almighty God and say, it's finger-licking good. How sweet it is. Give me that first scripture. I've got to show with folks what I'm talking about.
Hallelujah. Psalm 34:8. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him.
See, you trust in him. You're going to get blessed. Blessed is empowered to prosper. You trust in God. First, you got to accept him. I'm John 3:3. You got to be born again, and then you become a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17. You're a new creation. Old things are passed away. All things have come new. You are now tasting and seeing that the Lord is good. Blessed, empowered to prosper is the man or woman that trusts in him. Give me another scripture.
Psalm 33:9. Hallelujah. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast.
Read me the next.
Psalm 119:103. Hallelujah. Psalm 119:103 says, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. 103. It says, how sweet are thy words unto my taste. Yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
He's sweeter than a honeycomb. See, when you trust in him, he's going to speak the Shekinah. He's going to speak the words over your life. See, you've had a lot of folk in your life speaking all kinds of doom and gloom and agony over your life. You made one mistake, you done made two mistakes, and they're speaking, and they ain't never going to be nothing. But when God speaks over your life, who is sweeter than the honeycomb? I'll tell you, you're going to get blessed, y'all. He speaks over your life. You're going to get blessed, y'all. Pastor Peter, can you go back to 33? Psalm 33:9?
For he spake and it was done.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. 43.
That's it.
Yes, he spake and it was done and it was good. Wait a minute. 33.
I want y'all to get this now in your spirit.
Amen.
This is what God is doing over your life. Go ahead.
He commanded and it stood fast. For he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast.
He has commanded the blessings over your life. I don't care what nobody says. I don't care what the banker or the candlestick maker say. I don't care what the teacher say. If God commanded stuff, stuff happens, y'all.
Amen.
He's commanded the blessings to come upon you and overtake you. Watch out now. Go ahead. Again, read 119:103.
Psalm 119:103, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
It's going to taste good, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
God speaking over you. Jeremiah 29:11 talks about his thoughts about you of good, not evil. It's going to be sweet, y'all. How sweet it is. How sweet he is. Glory to God. Go ahead, give me another scripture. Hallelujah.
You want the next verse?
The next verse, yeah, the next scripture, yes, yes.
42. Hallelujah.
I can't hear you.
Psalm 42:1, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God.
When you know, come on here, y'all gotta get this right here. You know he's sweet. Mm-hmm. You know. Some of y'all got that chocolate fix. You can't help yourself. You gotta go to the chocolate candy store. You just can't help yourself. Well, look here. Hallelujah. God is the kind of God who want to pour out all his stuff on you. So as the deer passes for the water.
Thank you, Lord.
So your heart passes after him. You are, yeah. Finger licking good. Hallelujah. How sweet it is. How sweet he is. Glory to God. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. Hebrews 6:5. Mm-mm-mm. And have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come.
God is going to prophetically place things in your life because you have accepted him, because you have tasted of him. You are under his umbrella. He's commanded the blessings to come from far and near to bless you, and you're going to taste the quality. The future is bright. Mm-hmm. He has declared and decreed and declared, hallelujah, success in your life. Mm-hmm. He has declared that you're going to be the head and not the tail. He has decreed and declared you're going to be above only and not beneath. Don't you listen to the naysayers. Don't you listen to the dream stealers. Don't you listen to those that want to put roadblocks in your way. No weapon formed against
faith
shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up in judgment, thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage
yes.
The servant of the Lord. Hey, shake my muscle, call you about Papa.
Amen, amen.
Cody, but hallelujah. There's a scripture that talks about he's going to make your bones fat. You have glory to God. You keep on eating the word of God. Keep on tasting what God said because he's sweet. Hallelujah. You got a sweet tooth. Glory to God. You ever heard that, Pastor Pete? You ever hear somebody talk about they got a sweet tooth? Hallelujah. You got a sweet tooth for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is, huh? Oh.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. If I could sing real good, I'd sing the song, He's Sweet, I Know. Sweet, I Know. Storm clouds may rise. Song winds may blow. But one thing I know, hallelujah. I don't know the rest of the words, but that's all right.
I'll tell the world wherever I go that I found a Savior.
He is.
He's sweet, I know.
He is what?
He's sweet, I know.
Come on now, y'all. Talk about your Savior. See, it's just like, well, come on, you know. When you were young and you had that puppy love, you fell in love. Y'all, he was just, I mean, you just loved him on the ground that walked up. Well, I loved her, you know. Your nose was open so wide that your eyes were closed. You walked into trees. Glory to God. Well, I'm going to tell you something. That's all right. God, I mean, it's glory to God. I mean, the God, while you speak and say, Lord, and while you speak and trying to tell him what you need, he'll not come at the door. And you open the door, and it's what you were getting ready to tell him about. He already done known it and just patted at your door. Come on now.
Amen.
You in a building, punk sucker. You done to run around and you trying to find somebody that's going to help you. And so you get on the elevator to go find somebody to help you. And the very person you need is on the elevator.
Hallelujah.
He got on the elevator before you got on there.
Thank you, Jesus.
He was already on the elevator. To the elevator. Y'all, do you hear me? Like that, y'all. Cool. You need some scotch tape. You don't have no money to buy none, but you need it for your class. And you riding down Fulton Avenue and rolling across the middle of the road.
roll and roll a Scotch cake.
Hallelujah.
A bubble cake.
Glory to God.
And Mama Sakata.
God is awesome.
Sweet God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Go check in.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Y'all got to do what Jackie Gleason used to do. How sweet it is.
Sweet it is.
Y'all got to do what Harlan Sanders did. He said, it's finger-licking good. Serving God is finger-licking good. Hallelujah. Praising God is finger-licking good. Bro, get it in there.
Hallelujah.
Somebody needs to say amen.
Amen, amen.
He said, I'm going to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings up. You won't have room enough to receive us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You were praying for a blessing. He said, I'm going to make you be blessing. Hallelujah. And you'll be blessing other folks. You'll have so much, you can bless somebody else.
Amen.
You can bless the neighbor. You can bless the person across the street.
Amen.
Bless the baker and the candlestick maker. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can bless everybody. Hallelujah. Because you, cause your mama, God. Because God.
Thank you, God.
And the God. He's sweeter than the honeycomb, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Any more scriptures?
No, that was the last one, Pastor.
Oh, come on now, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Go back to the top one. What's the first one again?
Psalm 34:8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Pastor Peaches, when you were a little girl, people would say, I double triple dare you to trust in God, y'all.
Yes, yes, yes.
I double triple dare you to call on Jesus and say, Lord, I make you my Lord and my Savior. I double triple dare you to do that.
Yes.
Appreciate Kevin.
Yes.
Watch out. Who could it up?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
The blessings are coming upon you over there. I know one will... Looking for a job. She called on her father. Hallelujah. Almighty God. And the job offers came pouring in. 4 or 5 jobs. She had her choice. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Know somebody that needed a home. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know that organization? Walked up there, she was homeward bound. We don't call homeless folk anymore. That's formerly homeless folk. We call them homeward bound. This woman was homeward bound. And they walked up there, here the keys to your new house. She had children. Glory to God. I said, see, God is that kind of God, y'all.
He is.
He's sweeter than the honeycomb. Hallelujah. Brother goes to a car dealership. Ain't got no money. Ain't got no credit. But he got Jesus. Hallelujah. The dealer said, look here, I've got to give this to you. Here's a $35,000 van. I'm giving it to you. No payments, no nothing.
Hallelujah.
Talking about how sweet he is. See, y'all got that scripture that talks about trust in God. I think, was that 33:9? What was that? That was after 33:9. That was maybe 119:103.
Yes, 119:103. How sweet are they, thy words, unto thy taste, yea, sweeter than the honey to my mouth.
Okay, read 33:9 again.
33:9. For they spake, and it was done. Hallelujah. 33, as a turn to it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I just want to let y'all know, y'all got to stop walking around with your head down on the ground unless you drop something, you know.
Hallelujah. For he spake, and it was done.
Bring your back.
And it was stood fast.
Oh, go ahead. Read that again.
For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast.
Y'all got to understand the kind of God that you serve. You serve the kind of God that when the Israelites were at the Red Sea, the enemy, the Egyptians were behind, glory to God. They had no other reason.
recourse. Hallelujah. God said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord said that they would stand still and see the salvation of their God. Hallelujah. Moses, glory to God, raised up his staff, and the water divided, and they walked across on dry land. Glory to God. Nothing but God, y'all. God can do it, y'all.
Amen.
God can do it.
Only God can do it.
Only God can do those miracles. But you know what? What he said? Jesus said, look here.
Only God can do it.
I'm going to give you power to do a whole bunch of stuff. And even greater things you're going to do than I did. Said, look here, I want you to do. Glory to God. I want you to use my name. Hallelujah. I give you carte blanche to speak in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And mountains are going to fall down. Every crooked place is going to be straight. Every rough place, pain. And the glory of the Lord is going to be revealed in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How sweet he is.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. See, he made you more than a conqueror. Romans 8:37. He's glory to God. He said in hallelujah, glory to God. My moko shay take it. 1 John 4:4. Hallelujah. 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 You can. Yes, you can. You have more power. You got the power, y'all. You got power.
Yes.
Gave it to you. Don't walk around like you're a 95-pound weakling. Don't let the enemy's bullies bully you. You stand tall because you've got God on. He said, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got goodness and mercy with you. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Sweet, I know. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. How sweet he is. Remember that, y'all. When times get a little tough, start saying, you can start singing the song, he's sweet, I know. Start singing. Remember how sweet he is.
Amen.
Remember what he already brought you through.
That's right.
You face a new something, and we soon forget what he already brought you. You were on the sick bed, and God raised you up. Hallelujah. You had trouble in your life, and God raised you up. God, the miracles that God has already wrought in your life, don't forget them. You know what the Israelites used to do? They would write the miracles of God on the staff. And so they every now and then reminded themselves of what God has done. They didn't focus in on the problem. They focused in on the solution. They focused in on miracles of God, the blessings of God, the handiwork of God, the signs and wonders of God.
Jesus.
And you know what it was? It became faith extenders for them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Think about that, y'all. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For your word today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're sweeter than the honeycomb.
Thank
we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That all we have to do is surrender to you, to taste you, and see that you are good. You're good. And your mercy endures forever. We thank you, oh God, for blessing tonight, for touching that one that tears were coming down their eyes. They were feeling hopeless.
Lord, we bless
you. Now they know that they got somebody, and he's sweet.
Lord, hallelujah.
He's sweet. And he's sweet to you. He commands the blessing to come upon you, y'all. And we thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for touching and meeting the needs of those that under the sound of our voice. We thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown in Jesus' name. Pastor Peters.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for the word. Thank God for his blessings that's running after us, overtaking us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God we serve a God like this. Hallelujah. Sees the desires of our hearts, knows what we need, hallelujah, and don't mind giving to us, hallelujah. We ain't got to beg. Hallelujah. Just pray. When you pray, turn your palms upwards towards heaven. Hallelujah. And if there's anyone out there that desires to have Jesus Christ in your heart, hallelujah, to be saved, repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. Hallelujah. Lord, I confess with my mouth, and I believe that Jesus Christ died. Hallelujah. And he rose again, now sitting on the hand of the Father. And I receive you in my heart, and I make you my Savior. Hallelujah. We believe that if you prayed that prayer, you are now saved. Hallelujah. You've crossed over from death unto life. Hallelujah. You're now a child of God. Hallelujah. Speak your desires. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You have a Father that's listening. Hallelujah. 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 If you desire to have a Bible, please call us or send us a text. Send me it. My phone number is 443-416-1201. If you desire a Bible, we will get one to you. We'll call the landline phone 410-444-5152. When we go off or to call tonight or tomorrow, we will get a Bible to you, and you want to be able to read the word any time, day or night. Hallelujah. It is a comfort. It is a guide. God will bless your heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for being so good, for being so kind. Hallelujah. Tender mercies, your great love. Hallelujah. God is just an awesome God. We thank God for allowing us to know him. Hallelujah. In the pardoning of our sins. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for everyone that he has everybody that he has touched. Hallelujah. During the service tonight. Hallelujah. We have many that's been under the weather or feeling bad or having operations. We thank God for touching and healing their bodies, delivering them. Hallelujah. From pain. Hallelujah. Speak what you desire out of your mouth. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Even speak for pain to go away in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Speak the blessings, hallelujah, you desire from the Lord. Hallelujah. Tell God what you need. He already knows it. He knows what's in your heart. Hallelujah. Speak it in Jesus' name. I'll see you in the morning. Morning prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to say,
Thank you, Jesus.